This episode of the Wedding Reporter podcast is brought to you by Nashville Bride Guides Vendor Guide. Are you getting married in the Nashville area? If so, Nashville Bride Guide has a curated list of wedding pros who are ready to serve you. From florists to venues to photographers and more, Nashville Bride Guide's vendor directory is here to recommend the very best vendors to be a part of your wedding. We only recommend quality vendors, and they are all vetted by our team, so you won't have to worry about sifting through the internet not knowing which vendors you can actually trust. We've got your back. Head over to nashvillebrideguide.com/vendors to start booking your Nashville wedding pros today.
Want the full report on those gorgeous weddings you see online? Welcome to the Wedding Reporter Podcast. I'm your host, Alyssa DeChico, and I'm interviewing influencers and celebrities all about their engagements and wedding days. Plus, you'll hear about the latest trends from the best wedding pros in the biz. So whether you're engaged or simply a hopeless romantic, let's chat about the latest headlines making their way into the wedding world. Hey, everybody, welcome to the show. Today, I'm so excited to interview this couple. They are from Married at First Sight, season 18. This is Madison Myers and David Trimble, and they're the kind of couple that balance each other effortlessly in equal parts, playful energy, and grounded connection. The two started their journey with a leap of faith on Married at First Sight and have grown their relationship rooted in love, loyalty, and adventure. So welcome to the show, guys.
Thank you. Happy to be here.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. Yeah. All right. So I watched your season. I feel like so much happened. Maybe we can just unpack a little bit of that at first, and then we'll get to the good part talking all about your fun engagement and how things are going and ring shopping and all of that. So first of all, for those who may have not seen your season of Married at First Sight, like maybe give us a little rundown of how you met.
Well,
yeah. You're like, where do we start?
First of all, we met on the show.
There was
four other couples included. We weren't initially paired up to with one another. As the show goes on, some exciting things happen, some crazy things happen. And now here we are 3 years later, and I couldn't be happier. It's something that I wanted. That's what we both initially went on the show for. So, and here we are now, and we're making it happen our way with no hesitation. And yes, we were apologetic. We took our, you know, and held ourselves accountable at certain times and didn't. But now where we're at is where we want to be, and we're doing the things that we love and care about. So,
yeah, I feel like this is for anybody who either did or didn't watch it. We were both matched with different people. Two people that I just don't think were the right matches for us, truthfully. And, you know, we went through a TV show and we started it with a friendship, truthfully, and then I think we just both realized, you know, there could be something there. And
I knew something was there.
Yeah. So at what point did you realize something was there? Was it when you guys were working out together? I think was that kind of like
I think
how it happened?
When I finally like found that like true love, like this was going to be the one, is at the end of the season when everything started to unravel and so forth. Like I knew at the end of the day that this woman right here is going to be my friend no matter what at any point. Was I sure if she liked me? I was not, you know, but I knew how much I liked her and that I was falling in love, you know. So how things happen, like I said, it happened. We've definitely moved forward from that, but I'm glad I took my shot, as I would say, and I got what I wanted.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, and for you to truly like both of you to take that risk and know like potentially what the repercussions could be like with the show, with your friends, with the people that you've been doing the show with. Have you like kept in touch with any of the people from the show, and like how has your relationship been with them just throughout the whole process?
Yeah, Camille and Thomas have been the two people that we stayed in contact with. They're both at our engagement party, actually, and they'll be invited to the wedding.
That's cool.
And those are the two that we've, I think even during the show, like I had the closest relationship with Camille for sure. And I think those two are just they were very neutral in everything that was happening. I think they were the most mature in understanding that, you know, there were four different sides or emotions to everything that was happening. And it wasn't just a, oh, you know, Madison and David, you're terrible people. Or like them saying like, oh, we 100% support everything. It was, hey, we understand the situation that everybody was put in, and we can actually see and we understand where you guys are coming from. And no, we might not 100% agree with how things were handled, but we still love and support both of you and want you both to be happy. As far as the rest of the cast, like, I don't personally talk to anybody. Just because I also just think we're very different personalities. Like, even when on the show, like, I didn't see myself as long-term friends with really a lot of them, which isn't a bad thing. You know, I mean, I have no bad blood against any of them, truthfully. Just we don't see the same things. And I just think our personalities are very different.
Yeah. Me, it's Thomas and Camille, me and Juancho. We reach out here and there, maybe through social media, giving each other props and congratulations on the steps that, or things that we're doing. But everyone else, Keiichi's another one. I see that he's doing amazing art stuff like that. So when I see something, cool. You know, I'm a type of person to not hate on someone. I just give love. Like, so when I see those things, I, you know, give them a clap, thumbs up, or a heart. But yeah, so Thomas and Camille are two peas in a pod.
Yeah,
that's cool. And it did just kind of seem like, just watching the reunion and everything, that, like, I mean, there was a little bit of bad blood here and there, but like, for the most part, it seemed like it all got aired out and everything was just like fine after that. And, you know, you still came out with like some friends after the show, which I think is great, especially just with everything that happened.
Yeah.
So is there anything that you think people still misunderstand from your story?
I think a lot of people forget the time and like how things can get put together on a show. I mean, I think we've said on a couple other podcasts, you know, chronologically, things don't always happen the way that they did, you know. Things are put into different places, scenes are replaced, words are said over different scenes. And I feel like those are kind of the biggest things that I feel like some people forget. And honestly, for me, the whole thing of, because we have a lot of support now, luckily, from most fans. Of course, we still get like the occasional troll. Right. And it's, you know, everybody loves a relationship that starts out on deception. And I'm like, are we really that naive to think that this is, you know, the same thing as, you know, a 5-10 year, even an actual like 1 year full marriage that you chose with the partner that you had, right? Like, we were basically set up with people to do like a trial test run. No, we didn't necessarily complete the full 8 weeks, right? The way that we probably should have, but it's not like we were out here ruining lifelong marriages and that type of thing. And I feel like that's something that the ones who feel passionately about that, I just wish we'd take a second to actually understand the circumstances of just what it actually was.
Yeah, for me, I just, the one thing I'd like to get across is, and who knows if it hits home or not, but individual, we are like human, with nothing was scripted. I feel like people tend to keep thinking reality is TV. They give you a script. You guys do this. We'll take what it is. For us, it was, yes, there were things that were planned to be somewhere, but the words that came out of our mouth and what we were saying were true and real for most. And it's like, you said that you sent this for that, the text message for just to be known or seen. And I was like, I didn't. But so that's the one thing I think people get misconstrued on, is that it's scripted. Like, that really happened? When you explain to somebody, they're like, oh, wow. So it's like.
Yeah, I'm sure it's hard, because it's like your real life is playing out on TV, but in this environment, that's almost like a controlled environment, almost an experiment sort of like bubble that you're in. And like you said, it's not like it was this lifelong marriage that, like, you know, you're going into, and it's like you were just doing a trial marriage with somebody. And like you said, ultimately, you did find love through this show, and that is what you guys like did come on the show to find. So I'm happy for you guys. I mean, it's crazy how things all worked out, but like, here you are, like, you're engaged now. So let's get into that story. So the show has been 3 years removed. You're probably like, we're totally different at this point. Like that ship has sailed. Like so we are on a new path here. So give us a little rundown of like what happened after the show, like with your relationship. Were you guys just like pedal to the metal? Did you like move in together right away? Or was it like kind of a slow burn? Give me the rundown.
I would have to say it was a slow burn because the show had not aired and we couldn't be in public or show any public affection. And it was something of this nature. So we kind of had to keep it secret of that nature. We didn't want pictures out there and so forth for production reasons. But I think during that time, we also got to spend a lot of time with each other, get to really know one another. She actually asked me to move in, but it wasn't something that it was a rush. I think at this point it was like we enjoyed spending time together. We want more of each other and we just want to be together all the time because she is my best friend and I do love her. So it's like, okay. So for that, on our relationship, I think it got was something that we both seen that it's helping us. We have conversations. If something that we disagree on, it's why or how come this? You know, it's just me and her. It's not the 30,000 people or whoever, how many people watch the show. It's like, you're telling me how you truly feel, and that's all that matters. It's not the outside world. And I think that gave us a good amount of time to realize that it was just us.
Yeah. And I always said that it was almost a full year between when we filmed and when the show actually aired for us. It was a really long wait in between, like the longer ones.
So it was like having your relationship privately, like within that whole year. Wow, that's wild. Okay.
Yeah. And I always said that I did kind of appreciate it because it really allowed us to just focus on growing our relationship before it got into the, you know, the public eye and dealing with all of that. Because when our season aired, you know what, it was like 6 months of TV that it was, I mean, and compared to the last season, I don't know if you watched season 19, but they finished in like 6 weeks. I'm like, it was all over for them so quick. And I'm like, we had to deal all of it for 6 months.
Yeah, seriously. Wow. Oh, man. Yeah. Oh, my gosh. Okay. So then you guys did end up moving in together like after that year was up. And now it's been 2 years, I guess, since you've been able to like be out in the open with your relationship and since the, you know, reunions aired and everything. So what was that like? Were you ready to go ahead and get engaged? Did you have talks of like when the timeline that you wanted it to all happen in?
We definitely did talk about our engagement, but we, you know, also being in the public eye, you have everyone that went, put a ring on it. When is it going to happen? Oh, do it now. And, you know, and we laugh about it to this day. It's because we've sat here and talked about it. Like, yes, I would like to get engaged. Where are we going to get married? When? You know, there's still a lot of things that we wanted to do, travel the world together, different adventures and so forth. So it was more on our own timeline. When it happens, it happens. I told her it is going to come within the next 2 years, originally after the first year. And it was all about timing or like the things that we've done. It wasn't like I have to do it on this date, this month, and or she's just going to leave me. It was nothing of that. Yeah, so it was more of just communication, talking, and me feeling the right moment for when it's going to hit and be an amazing and exciting and surprising.
It was surprising.
That's cool. Okay. So with it being a surprise, did you go ring shopping at all? Or David, did you have like any idea of what kind of ring Madison wanted?
Definitely did. Okay, have an idea because we talk about those things.
We didn't go ring shopping, but I sent him some things that I liked at least.
And nice. I'm the one that I rather buy her something that she wants rather than try to guess. And oh, this is not really what I want. So go ahead, create the ring. Doesn't mean that it's going to be exact, but I have an idea of what you want. So I had that. And I'd actually shown her a picture of like building it. And I remember she was like, it's round. And I'm like, I'm not going to show you the real thing because she wanted oval. And then she kept saying, no, but it's round. I'm like, I think it's oval. I was like, well, what would you want to tweak differently on it? Do you want it to go all the way around, 3/4? So those are things that we actually do talk about. And so that was a fun part about it. It's like, okay, showed you something, but oh, it's round.
That's hilarious. You were trying to throw her off and Madison was like, whoa, wait, we got to make sure we have this.
I'm like, but men don't always know things. Like, they don't, difference between oval and round, like, might seem super trivial to a dude. So that's why I was like,
I get that.
A little round, babe. It's a little round. I'm just saying.
Oh, that's so good. Oh my gosh. So you guys sort of designed the ring together. And then once you got the ring, like, had you thought about like how you wanted to ask her, David?
There was a couple of hiccups. And so originally my plan was to do it in Arizona with her family. And we go out there every holiday, Thanksgiving and Christmas. And the Thanksgiving, I asked all the men in her life if I could have her hand. And then at Christmas time and coming up, maybe like in March was the month, we were going to go back out there. But however, the plans had changed. So I had to come up another one. And I have two amazing other women that are in her life, Mona and Kate, that kind of helped with the have an idea. What about this? How about we do that? We'll handle this. So yeah, it was a team effort. But the way that I wanted to do it is the way it happened. Oh, by going to our first restaurant, an Italian restaurant here in Chicago, that we had our first date after the show, got the same table.
Oh,
so
that was the
game plan. And the dice ring was a custom made thing. We play a lot of Yahtzee.
Fun.
I know it was kind of cheesy because my mother even said it was cheesy, but I was like, this is us in a nutshell. Maybe it'll still keep her surprised. And then the following day was the engagement party, the surprise engagement party. Everything was a surprise.
She had
no clue.
Which I'm not very easy to surprise, first of all.
Yeah. Wow.
He did good. He did real good.
Way to go, David. Okay. So you went to the Italian restaurant. Did you like get down on one knee at the restaurant? I feel like I see all these videos on TikTok where it's like people just passing a ring over to each other at dinner and they're like, okay, like how did it all go down?
So starting from the house, I had worked that day and got off, and I was just trying to keep things as normal as can be because her father was staying with my parents, her brother was flying in, people were still texting and so forth. So I'm just trying to play it cool. Went shopping, got a little outfit just for that night. And then when we got there, to put it at the table, we started talking, and I thought I gave it away because she called me out on it. Like at one point I was like, so what else is new, babe? I was starting to kind of clam up, get into the nervous feeling. And I had spoken with the restaurant before. I'm like, this is my plan. We're going to bring out dessert. We're going to roll this dice. Whoever gets the high die has to pay for the bill. So I took it first so that when she rolled, I could get on one knee. So when she rolled it, she wasn't paying any attention to me. And then I got on one knee and asked her to marry me.
And I had no idea. Even after the first dice roll, I was like, okay, cool. I mean, we'll play this. You're still paying for dinner, but whatever.
Right? Yeah. You're like, this one's on you. That is so sweet. Okay. Did you mention there was a dice ring?
A ring box.
Got it. Okay. Oh my gosh. So fun. Okay. I love that. That's so creative and thoughtful of just like something that you two love together already and just like incorporating it into your engagement. So that's
it. Definitely was a scary moment though when I rolled and it hit I don't know how it hit the plates. It was slow motion.
Oh my gosh, it almost fell off the table.
No.
And then she caught it. So I was like, I've seen those on Instagram too. We're like, they're on the edge and it's like, oh.
Right, totally. Oh my gosh. Okay, so you were rolling the actual box.
Yes.
Which the diamond was in, yes.
Okay. Yes. Oh my gosh. That's so fun. Okay. So Madison, were you like, where did he get this dice? Or were you like kind of thinking there could be a ring in there?
I still had no idea. Even when I finally got to roll the dice, like I didn't even register to me that it was a ring box until he like got on his knee and he took it from me. So, yeah. I was just because what he had done earlier in like the month, he had told me that he was going to plan to propose in May because I'm always booking us trips and concerts and I'm always planning stuff for us. And he was like, can you stop planning things for May? Because this is when I plan to propose. And I was like, perfect. I was like, no plans. My May is wide open. So in my brain, I was thinking May the whole time. So I was completely oblivious to all of the little signs and the little things that he had been giving away or my friends had been giving away just because they were nervous.
Yeah, that's hilarious. Oh my gosh. So you had people flying in from all over to come to your surprise engagement party. So did that happen back at your place? Like, and how did that surprise all go down?
So that surprise went down. St. Patrick's Day is one of her favorite holidays.
Fun.
Knowing that summer's coming right around the corner. And we always have people over or we're doing something on St. Patty's Day. So that was the easiest way to have people fly in without, well, oh, we're going to Chicago for St. Patty's Day. Because everybody comes here.
Yeah, everyone does. Yep.
Yeah. So that was a team effort between all the friends and communicating, asking everybody to keep it a secret. Text messages, turn off your locations because she has everyone's location.
That's hilarious.
And the one person we were stressing about was her father and his location because he was staying with my parents. And come to find out, that's the one location she does not have. So we were worried about that person, my father-in-law, and then that's what it happened. So.
It
happened fairly quick. I mean, within 2 to 3 weeks, everything getting set up and everyone flying in and coming in, which I am so grateful for this day of everyone that showed. It means that we do have people that truly love us and we love them back and can't wait to have a bigger party.
Right. I know it. Okay. So was the engagement party like right after you got engaged or was that like a few?
Next day.
Okay. Yeah. That's so fun. Okay. Awesome. So you guys, that's so great though. Cause you guys just like had the night to yourselves to just like celebrate just the two of you and then like celebrate with everybody else the next day. I love that.
Yeah.
Great planning.
And it was nice too. Afterwards, we went to a couple bars that we like to go to and hang out, went to those and then stopped at the casino on the way home and
gotta roll some more dice.
Hey.
Yeah. Oh, nice. Put it towards the wedding, right? Wedding budget just got a little higher. That's so fun. I love that so much. Can I see your ring? Do you have it on right now?
I do.
It's so sparkly. I love it so much. It's gorgeous. Good job. Good job. My gosh. Okay. So, all right. Let's get into the planning process. I mean, and no pressure if you have not planned anything. This just happened, 6 weeks ago, maybe? Uh-huh. Now you got engaged? Okay. So have you guys thought about like time of year, location, anything like that for the wedding yet?
No, oh,
this
yes.
Is where she
okay. Okay. Is like, I got
yes,
this.
I got it. Yeah. So we are going to do September of 2027.
Okay,
so
great.
We have a little bit of time, which is perfect. And we're getting married in Colorado because that's where I'm from.
Beautiful.
So it'll be somewhat of a destination-ish wedding, but a lot of like his friends from here haven't been to Colorado before, and so it'll be really fun. So we're definitely in the beginning stages. We haven't like officially found a venue yet, or at least signed a contract or anything. But
we have two.
Yes, we have four in between two, and nice. We've been looking at some other stuff. But yeah, so just starting into the planning, and he's been super helpful. Exciting. You know, I'll ask him a question of like, would you rather have this or this? He gives me an answer. So it's been really, very easy. And I have, again, just really great friends who are going to be my wedding planners for me to help me get through everything.
Perfect. Hey, it's good to know friends who know how to do that, right?
She definitely has that big binder. So it's very close.
I love it. That's so good. So are you thinking like smaller wedding, bigger wedding? Like how many guests are you thinking?
Yeah, it'll probably be like medium big. So I think what we're going to shoot for is like 130.
That's great.
Yeah. Just cause you know, we're trying to be very intentional with our guest list and you know, our engagement party was so much fun with the people that we did have. And I wanted to have a very similar vibe to that where, you know, it's not just a great aunt that I've seen, you know, once every 4 years or like a long distance cousin or even like a roommate from college who I'm not friends with anymore. You know, I want it to be people that we both know and that we both love. Cause there's a lot of things in between that we're going to do. Like where his mom and cousin are throwing us another engagement party in a couple of months for some of his other extended family.
Will you travel for that?
Oh, no, it's going to be in Chicago.
Oh, in Chicago. Okay, that's so fun. Nice. Yeah, so family's there. Okay.
Yeah, so it's something that my mother and my my cousin wanted to do this. I think this was the first time my mother's never had control of something where her girlfriends took everything. So it was really, I was like, wow, you guys did an amazing job. It's hard for that woman to be like, to sit back, so not doing anything. But now this is her time to shine, so we're excited great. About that.
That's awesome. So it sounds like you guys have a lot of help as far as like your friends who are planners, your mom wanting to be involved, David, and like, yeah, that's so cool. So you mentioned like the vibe of your wedding. You kind of wanted it to be sort of like how your engagement party was. Can you describe that vibe? Was it like party vibes? Was it more chill? Like what was it like?
That's a party vibe.
Definitely party vibes. Yeah.
I had a feeling from the pictures you posted and St. Patty's Day Chicago. So
yes,
yeah.
Yes. But I think what was so cool is it was the first time that a lot of our friends individually got to meet for the first time. Like there's been a couple here and there, like he knows my girlfriend's really well, and I know his guy friends really well, but having like my girlfriends and his guy friends meet in one environment, and it wasn't like my friends were over here and David's friends were over here. Like everybody was meshed together, which was such a cool thing to see our friends just get along so well and just have such a good time celebrating us. And so that's exactly how I want it to be at our wedding. And I know that it will be. So
oh yeah.
One big happy family.
Yeah.
I love that. Are you thinking, okay, so Colorado, are you thinking like ski resort vibes? Are you thinking like outdoorsy vibes? Like kind of not like a theme per se, but like, I don't know, a little bit of, yeah.
We definitely want like an indoor, like indoor outdoor kind of vibe so we can get part of the, like not fully in the mountains, but like kind of on the foothills a little bit so that we can still get the beauty of Colorado, but not have it be too far. Cause since it is still like a destination wedding, we don't want people traveling like, you know, 2 to 3 hours to get somewhere. But we kind of want like the rustic glam kind of theme.
I like that.
Yeah. So
those are my little inputs that I get.
Yes.
Like, I choose and pick my battles. Like if I want modern and a little rustic look, and then you can do the rest.
Yes, exactly.
Cool. So, I like that. Just like putting together all of your ideas together and making it into a really cool party that you guys will have to celebrate. And indoor, outdoor, yeah. I love that. I mean, the weather, I mean, for the time of year you're doing it, it should be pretty good in Colorado for you guys to like have it outdoors. Oh my gosh, so gorgeous. I love that so much for you guys. Are you doing like wedding parties and or... I mean, you've only been engaged for 6 weeks too. So like, don't feel like you need to be like this person, if you like haven't even told people yet, like, or even thought about it.
We'll definitely be having a like wedding party for sure.
Yeah.
I think we're still finalizing kind of how we want that too. But something that we did talk about and decide is that in terms of like for our ceremony, only the two of us are going to be standing, like the rest of the party will be seating down. So just so that the focus can be on the two of us.
We didn't agree on that.
Yes, we did.
We just like to joke around with each other.
That's hilarious. There was a little moment there, a little moment. I'm just kidding. Oh my gosh, that's so good. I love it. Are you thinking colors at all or kind of like keeping with the naturalness?
So we are going to do like an emerald green with like champagne and ivory kind of colors.
That's pretty.
So yeah, it's funny because that was also something that was like his idea. I had given him options because I'm probably less typical than maybe most women of like, yes, we all dream about our wedding and getting married and stuff, but I never had this like crazy, like specific vision in my mind. Like I never was thinking I need to get married here on this day and it's going to be these colors and I'm going to have this type of dress. I'm very open to just options. And so, you know, there's certain things that I would want, you know, I want really good music and good food. Those are the things I want.
Simple.
Yes.
And so I'd given him some options of, hey, what colors do you kind of like? Here's some ideas. And he had pointed out, he's like, oh, I really like this emerald green. I think I'd look really good in that colored suit. And so I had started just like Pinteresting after that and just found kind of the combination of colors. And it looks really beautiful, especially with kind of that rustic color with like the natural woods and everything. So that's what we're thinking.
And that's one thing I love about her. She's giving me options and pass this information along to my cousin, who's also getting married soon, to her future husband. Like, hey, she gives you options, just give an answer. But if there's something that she is definitely set on, just let her set on and do not give too your two cents in, because you just pick and choose, man. Like, so I'm like, give me an A, B, and C, and I can tell you. If you give me three, if you say, what about this, and then what about this, and you already know what you want, then why ask me? Yeah. Like, just go with your heart. Whatever you want is what I want to make you happy.
Yeah.
So that's one of our rules.
I like that. The emerald green is so good too. David, weren't you wearing an emerald green or like a green color on the reunion show?
You were.
I don't know. As soon as you said that, I just had the picture in my mind of like what you're wearing. I was like, oh my gosh, I think that
you're
was
right.
Sort of that
That's
color.
Too funny. That's too funny.
That's so good. Yeah. And we already know it looks good on you from that you've worn it before.
Thank you kindly.
Yeah, that's awesome. I love that. It's going to look so gorgeous. What have you enjoyed most about being engaged so far?
I will say this, knowing that it's finally going to happen, that it's coming and it's on its way. And it's one day, every day is getting closer to having the woman of my dreams, of what I wanted and want to spend the rest of my life with. So that's mine.
Oh, that's such a good answer.
So sweet. You didn't even practice that.
I know. Jeez.
He didn't even show me the questions you were going to ask. I just go straight with the flow.
We're winging this. Like, yeah, that's so fun.
Oh.
What about you, Madison?
I mean, outside of that, for sure. But I think it's just being able to, you know, celebrate with our family and friends and being able to just be in this moment together that, you know, we did choose each other, and it's not, you know, just a fling, you are my forever, and being able to really enjoy our family and friends being so happy for us and seeing a love. I feel like the love that we do have is very rare, and it's something that a lot of our friends and family have, you know, admired. And, you know, it's exciting to be able to celebrate that and to be able to be in a moment with all those people that love us so much and look forward to a really, really fun celebration of that love.
And then on top of that, also with our family and friends, those were our rocks and helped us stay strong and being there for us and knowing who we actually are and just love us no matter what it is. They just always want to see the best for us. So to have those people, at that moment when I say, or you say I do, when I say I do.
When we say I do.
Yes.
They are just going to see the joy and the real and the genuineness that it is. It's just not for show or something we just have to do. So can't wait.
Yeah, that's so good. And yeah, like Madison, like you said, it's not a fling. It wasn't just this like flash in the pan sort of relationship that, and you guys did have some doubters, like, you know, on the show at the reunion, like even some of the experts were like, this might not last, but like you guys have proven all of them wrong and you've, you know, had this lasting relationship for 3 years now and you've truly been able to grow from that. And yeah. And I'm sure like going through those hardships of like, you know, people's opinions and all the different emotions, like you guys were able to be the rocks for each other as well. And I know, David, you said like even your family were like rocks for you guys too, to just like weather through all of that. And so it's like you've already like turned a new chapter on your relationship, but to like even push it further with your wedding coming up is just like so exciting for you guys. So I can't wait to see your photos and videos that you post from your wedding day next year. I'll keep following along.
I'm
an emotional one. Her brother even called me out.
I know.
When I asked for her hand in marriage, he's like, dude, you're cooked when you said that. I was like, I know. I'm like, I look at her father and I just started tearing. And I was like, I'm like, it's not even to her. I'm like, oh. I was like, can we pre-record my vows?
Yes, you'll have to get through them, tears or not, but most likely tears, right? Yes. That's so sweet. I love that. I love just like the emotion just all out there. So, Do you guys, I mean, you've been 6 weeks into this, but do you have any advice for other couples who are engaged right now?
I would say just make sure that you don't get caught up in the planning or get overstressed. You know, like this is supposed to be a time, the most exciting time leading up to your wedding, right? Like you're finally engaged, you know, it should be so lighthearted and to celebrate, you know, the two of you. I haven't felt like overstressed or anything, but I can see how other people could, and let it get the best of them.
It's still early.
I know it is still early. We have a lot of time.
Yeah.
I'm saying it to remind myself, you know, make sure to enjoy the little moments. And I've heard from so many people too, that it goes by fast and to really enjoy every single moment of it. Right. It's, you know, not everybody, you're only in your engaged era for so long. Right. So just remember to soak it all in and to not just rush through it and forget about, you know, why you guys are doing it in the first place.
Mm-hmm. For the men out there, I would say pick and choose your battles.
Yeah, I love it.
There's some big and it's smaller than you want. And but I would just say communicate with your partner. I think Madison does a great job with that with me. I told her I'm a point A to point B. If you start going to Z, I'm like, oh, I just point A. So let's slow it down. Just give you one step here, boom, boom, boom. But I think being honest with your, if there's something that you don't like, tell them. It's not the end of the world. They're not going to be like, oh, now I don't want to marry you. You know, it just gives another option or something else may go in a different direction. But just if you don't want something or you really, really do want something, just say it, because that person that you are getting married to understands you and loves you.
Right.
So if that's going to break something, then it may not be meant to be.
Right. So, that's so true. Yeah. Having like a healthy collaboration through it all and being able to give each other's opinions on what you want, what you don't like. And, you know, that's how you come up with the day of your dreams for both of you guys. So,
yeah,
I love that so much. So as we close out, like, do you guys have anything else coming up besides wedding planning? Like anything exciting with your careers going on? Any moves or anything like that that you want to share with us?
She's the big move one over here.
Okay.
I mean, we did just start a 12-week workout program. We had, since the show had wrapped, I've gotten a little bit more into the like micro influencing side of things and done some brand partnerships with some companies and stuff. So, and we had this guy, Johnny, reach out to us. He owns a company called DT Coaching. And so he wanted to do like a 12-week program with the both of us. And so, we've just started it on Monday, yesterday,
on day two.
How's it going so far?
It's going. Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's like healthy eating. For us, it's always been like working out is easy. But like the actual like meal prep planning stuff is always a little bit more difficult. So that's something that we're doing. We actually have our engagement photo shoot on Sunday. So that's something that we're looking forward to doing. And then, we honestly don't have any trips planned for this summer at this moment, because summertime Chicago is some of the best times to be here.
We're
really excited for the warmth, let me tell you.
Oh, yeah. And you already cleared your calendar for May, so we don't know what's happening.
Exactly. You get it.
Which just happens to be booked up again, so.
I mean, as soon as like the, you know, engagement happened in March, Madison, you're probably like, okay, we have all these weekends now.
We have all these open weekends.
Yeah, that's so good.
Yeah, we just got back from Coachella. That was my first,
first
festival experience. So that's something. And then I do think we have a couple concerts coming up for the summer as well.
Concerts and
that's fun.
Yeah, and just, you know, it's on our list to apply for a couple of other shows this year. So we'll kind of see what comes up. Hopefully, something will stick. But we're just enjoying being engaged and focusing on ourselves and us together and just trying to
give Pablo's
kick some ass.
Oh, look at you guys. So cute. Oh my gosh. Okay. Something you said that I want to ask you about is you are thinking of possibly going back on reality TV.
Yeah.
Okay. So,
you know, I think we went through the most like traumatic part of reality TV.
Right? So I
think we can do anything at this point.
Yeah.
But I feel like any type of like competition show or like couples show would be something that we would really excel at, because one, we're just really great communicators in general. And I feel like we're both super athletic, and, you know, I'm very analytical and strategy, and he thinks differently than I do, which really goes well together when we're, you know, doing an escape room or any type of game that we do.
That's fun.
So yeah, I feel like that's something that, you know, we've definitely healed from our reality TV show, and it's definitely something that we could see ourselves doing again. And I feel like we'd be great at it, because I know a lot of people didn't get to see my personality fully on the show. I think they saw a little bit more of David's, and I feel like us together, we are so fun and just vibrant and, you know, bring a really good energy. And I would love the opportunity to be able to show that, and, you know, win some cool shit too.
Yeah, right. Yeah. I mean, there's usually money on the line in a competition show. Yeah, that would be so fun. I love that, like, your experience with Married at First Sight, like, hasn't totally ruined that for you guys, like, for the future, that you are still thinking of kind of diving back into that. So yeah, way to go.
Yeah, we're just real individuals. So I mean,
yeah,
they present us with something, we're just gonna be ourselves, because ourselves are vibrant and fun and exciting, and you never know what you're gonna get. But at the same time, it's like, we don't need to be somebody else or something just to,
yeah,
we're just going to be us. Us is good.
Yeah. That's good, cool. Is there anything in the works, or is it just like you're shopping around right now?
We're kind of shopping around.
Yeah, okay.
We've applied for a couple different shows. So we'll see. We're kind of waiting to, I think both of us follow a couple different casting producers on Instagram, because that's kind of how we both were reached out to for Married at First Sight, actually. So we're always kind of keeping an eye out for what comes up, but I could definitely see, you know, like Amazing Race or Fear Factor or like one of those. So, but we'll see. Hopefully one of them hits, because I think it could be super fun and really cool.
Yeah, that's awesome. You guys are up for the adventure ones. I love that. We are. And doing your prep now with your meals and everything, getting hyped for it. Like,
right.
Love it. Yeah. That's so fun. Yeah. Oh, the treadmill. She got you on a treadmill. So, yeah. That's so good, man. Well, it's been so fun chatting with you guys. I am so excited for you. Congratulations. And yeah, just can't wait to, again, like I said, like to see your wedding photos and to just like see how it all transpires after all of your planning for like a year and a half, right?
Yeah. So,
yeah. Awesome.
I just
thank you guys. Thank you guys for coming on. We'll talk soon.
Thank you for having us.
Yeah. See ya.
There you have it. Another episode of the Wedding Reporter podcast. To see those gorgeous wedding and engagement photos, head over to NashvilleBrideGuide.com for more behind the scenes content. And if you like this episode, I would so appreciate it if you would rate and subscribe the show. See you next time for another great episode.
Are you planning the wedding of your dreams in Nashville, Music City, USA? Today's episode is brought to you by 1410, the premier wedding venue that captures the essence of Nashville's vibrant energy. Whether you're envisioning a chic urban celebration or a romantic southern soiree, 1410 offers the perfect blend of elegance and charm for your special day. From the moment you step into the venue, you'll be enchanted by the stylish architecture. 1410 provides a stunning backdrop for your wedding festivities, ensuring every moment is filled with beauty and joy. And let's talk about the space. With versatile indoor and outdoor spaces, you'll have endless possibilities to customize your wedding exactly as you've always imagined. Plus, 1410 offers a dedicated team of event professionals who are committed to bringing your vision to life. From planning to execution, they'll take care of every detail, allowing you to relax and enjoy your special day to the fullest. And the best part? Located in the heart of Nashville's bustling neighborhood, The Nations, 1410 is conveniently situated near top hotels, restaurants, and attractions, making it easy for you and your guests to experience all that Music City has to offer. So if you're searching for a wedding venue that exudes Nashville charm and sophistication, look no further than 1410. Visit their website today and schedule a tour to start planning the wedding of your dreams. and don't forget to tell them Nashville Bride Guide sent you. Visit their website at 1410.828venues.com. That's 14TENN.828venues.com. Or check them out in the Nashville Bride Guide vendor directory.